Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Salut tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back once again to Coffee Break French. It's lesson 60, and in this lesson, we're going to be doing a review of the perfect tense. So we'll be looking at the formation of the past participle of regular ER verbs, IR verbs, RE verbs. We'll be looking at conjugating the perfect tense with être, and also looking at reflexive verbs. We'll be throwing in a few irregular verbs as well, and testing you on all of this. I hope that you enjoy this lesson and that you find it useful. Bonne leçon de français. Now, as I'm sure you remember, last week I asked Anna to come up with a diary entry about what she has done during the course of a day. Now, Anna, did you manage to get 10 avoir verbs?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I did.
Did you get any interesting and irregular past participles?
Yes, I did.
And did you manage to get your 5 être verbs?
Yes, I did.
And what about a couple of reflexives?
And even a couple of reflexives.
Excellent. Okay, let's have a listen to what you've read. If you do it sentence by sentence, and then we'll talk through what you've said. And then afterwards, we're going to use Anna's diary entry in a little exercise with our listeners. Okay, Anna, off you go.
Okay, so, ce matin, je me suis réveillée à 7 heures.
Oh, impressive. You've got that reflexive one right in there immediately. How have you spelt réveillé?
R-E-I-L-L-E-I.
Très bien. Okay, so you have said réveillé. Réveillé with the agreement at the end because you're female and it's a reflexive verb, therefore taking être, and when you take être, you have to agree. So ce matin, je me suis réveillé à
7 heures.
À 7 heures. Okay, pas trop tôt. Not too early. Okay, on you go.
J'ai pris une douche.
Okay, you took a shower.
Is this okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can prendre une douche in French, to take a shower. Okay, you could also have said there, je me suis douché. I showered myself. Je me suis douché.
Ah, but I kept my reflexive for je me suis habillé.
Okay, so I got dressed, je me suis habillé, and of course, habillé would be agreeing with an extra E in the end, okay?
Okay, je suis parti la maison à 8h30.
Okay, now watch this one. Je suis parti is correct, it's an être verb, so you've said je suis parti. However, in French, you have to partir de la maison, okay? You leave of somewhere, to partir de la maison. Je suis parti de la maison.
Okay.
Say that again, one.
Je suis parti de la maison.
Yeah.
And is that a bad mistake?
It's not bad as such, but, you know, it's better French to say je suis parti de la maison. If you didn't want to have to say de la maison, you could also say j'ai quitté la maison.
J'ai quitté la maison.
Now, literally, that's like saying I quit the house. You can quit the school. When you leave school, you often use j'ai quitté l'école. J'ai quitté l'école. Okay, so quitter is to leave something when you go away and something else stays behind.
Okay, well, there's one thing that I haven't understood about what you've just explained, and it's that those are two verbs of motion, so to leave, but one is avoir and one's être, and surely they should both be être.
Well, that's a very good point. The thing is, when we talked about verbs of motion, I did say that not all verbs of motion do work with être, and it's maybe slightly confusing to refer to the être verbs as verbs of motion. However, in this case, it's actually got to do with transitivity and intransitivity, because when you're saying quitter takes an object, the object being the house. J'ai quitté la maison. then the object is the house. J'ai quitté la maison. But when you say je suis parti, partir just means to leave, so there's no object there. I am beginning to wonder if you're beginning to think that you should never have asked this question.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on to your next phrase then.
Okay, although everything that you explain is always interesting, Mark, I think I will move on.
You've got to say that.
Je suis arrivé à l'université à 9h.
Okay, excellent. Je suis arrivé à l'université à 9h. And of course, arriver being an être verb would agree.
Yes.
Okay, on you go.
J'ai parlé avec mes amis. Nous avons bu un café.
Mm-hmm.
J'ai étudié l'allemand dans la bibliothèque.
Dans la bibliothèque, okay. So, j'ai parlé avec mes amis. So, I spoke with my friends. Nous avons bu un café. We drank a coffee. Et j'ai étudié l'allemand dans la bibliothèque. C'est ça ce que tu as dit?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
À midi, j'ai mangé un sandwich dans le parc avec ma copine.
Mm-hmm.
Il a fait du soleil.
Ah, okay. Talking about the weather. Il a fait du soleil. That's quite an interesting one because in actual fact, in most cases, you would probably say that slightly differently. You would use a different tense, but we've not done that other tense yet. When you're talking about the weather in the past, you quite often use what's called the imperfect tense. In this situation, if you said, il a fait du soleil, it kind of gives the impression that just for that part of the time of the day, it was sunny.
Okay.
But there's a different way of saying it. But it's fine, it's correct in what you said, but it's maybe not quite the right way that we would say it. But we'll come to the imperfect tense in future lessons.
Okay, so the next sentence is, cet après-midi, j'ai joué au badminton et j'ai vu une autre copine.
So, cet après-midi, how were you spelling cet?
C-E-T.
Okay, cet après-midi, what did you say, j'ai vu?
J'ai joué.
Ah, au badminton.
Mm-hmm.
Et j'ai vu une autre copine, c'est ça?
Oui, c'est ça.
Okay. So, you played at badminton and then you saw another friend. D'accord? Okay, on you go.
Nous avons parlé en français. Je suis rentré à 18h or 6h?
Probably 18h. It's a little more French. So, nous avons parlé en français, you said?
Yep. And then I said, je suis rentré à 18h.
Très bien. So, je suis rentré, another être verb. How do you spell rentré?
M-R-E-N-T-R-E, acute E.
OK. Alors, tu es rentré à 18h et?
Après le dîner, j'ai écouté de la musique et je suis tombée amoureuse avec une chanson.
OK. Alors, après le dîner, j'ai écouté de la musique. Well done, you got the partitive article.
Mm-hmm.
You remember you can't, well, you don't listen to something in French, you just listen. Écouter is to listen to. Écouter de la musique. And then you said, je suis tombée amoureuse.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, avec une chanson. Now, in French, in fact, you fall in love of something. Tomber amoureux or amoureuse de quelque chose. Or quelqu'un, in fact. So you should have said, je suis tombée amoureuse d'une chanson.
Okay, so je suis tombée amoureuse d'une chanson.
D'une chanson. Uh-huh. Et quelle chanson?
Here Comes the Sun.
Ah, une très belle chanson, bien sûr. Okay, alors je suis tombée amoureuse d'une chanson. Et après ça?
Ce soir, je suis allée au cinéma. Bonne nuit.
Ah, ok. Bonne nuit à toi aussi. Ok, ce soir, je suis allé au cinéma. And of course, that's another être verb agreeing with the subject. So, in your case, it would be I acute I at the end. Excellent, bravo.
Merci.
Ok, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, now what we're going to do with Anna's homework here is we're going to convert this into an exercise for all our listeners, and indeed for Anna too. We've heard what Anna did during the day, and what we're going to do is convert that into the third person. So now it's over to the listeners, and indeed Anna, to recount Anna's day. So when Anna said, "Ce matin, je me suis réveillé," then you're going to have to say, "Ce matin, elle s'est réveillée." Okay? So let's take each sentence in turn and we'll convert it into the third person to practice the use of different types of verbs in the perfect tense. So we'll do that first one again. I would say, "Ce matin," or indeed Anna said, "Ce matin, je me suis réveillée." So it would be over to you to say, "Ce matin, elle s'est réveillée à 7h. So, let's go on to the next one. J'ai pris une douche. So, how would we convert this into the third person here?
Elle a pris une douche.
Elle a pris une douche, c'est ça. And then you came up with your second reflexive. Je me suis habillé. So let's put that into the third person. Anna?
Elle s'est habillée?
Yeah, you'd probably say elle s'est habillée and use the T of the E. Elle s'est habillée.
Elle s'est habillée.
Okay. And then, je suis parti de la maison à 8h30. Okay, so how would you say she left the house at 8:30?
Elle est partie de la maison à 8h30.
Elle est partie de la maison à 8h30. Remembering to put the de in. Je suis arrivé à l'université à 9h. Okay, Anna?
Elle est arrivée à l'université à 9h.
Okay, and the next sentence was, j'ai parlé avec mes amis. So here we're saying, I spoke with my friends. So you have to say, she spoke with her friends.
Okay. Elle a parlé avec ses amis.
Elle a parlé avec ses amis. C'est ça. OK. Nous avons bu un café. Now here we don't know whether they're all female friends or whether they're all male friends or whatever. So you'll need to use the il plural form.
Ils ont bu un café.
Yeah, try to get bu.
Bu.
That's it. Ils ont bu un café.
Ils ont bu un café.
Okay, Anna continued saying, j'ai étudié l'allemand dans la bibliothèque.
Elle a étudié l'allemand dans la bibliothèque.
Mm-hmm. À midi, j'ai mangé un sandwich dans le parc avec ma copine. Anna?
À midi, elle a mangé un sandwich dans le parc avec sa copine.
Yep, avec sa copine, with her friend. And then we spoke about il a fait du soleil. We're going to miss that one out because it's not 100% correct there. Then, this afternoon, I played at badminton. Cet après-midi, j'ai joué au badminton.
Cet après-midi, elle a joué au badminton.
Et j'ai vu une autre copine.
Et elle a vu une autre copine.
Très bien. OK, this time, nous avons parlé en français. Anna?
Elles ont parlé en français.
Tout à fait, parce que c'est Anna et sa copine, two females, so they need to say elles ont parlé en français. OK, so the next sentence was, je suis rentré à 18h.
Elle est rentrée à 18h.
Mm-hmm. Remembering the agreement of rentrer. Après le dîner, j'ai écouté de la musique.
Après le dîner, elle a écouté de la musique.
Mm-hmm. Et je suis tombée amoureuse d'une chanson qui s'appelle... Oops, the song again. Here comes the sun. Sorry. J'ai écouté de la musique et je suis tombée amoureuse d'une chanson qui s'appelle Here Comes the Sun.
Et elle est tombée amoureuse d'une chanson qui s'appelle Here Comes the Sun.
Tout à fait. Et finalement, ce soir, je suis allé au cinéma.
Ce soir, elle est allée au cinéma. Bonne nuit.
Bonne nuit, tout à fait. Excellent. OK. So hopefully that's been quite a useful exercise, translating from, well, thinking about both English and French, how the verbs work in the perfect tense, but also thinking about the different parts of the verb, moving from je to, in this case, elle. Now, writing a diary is a really, really good way of practicing the language that you're learning. And especially now that you're familiar with the perfect tense, you can tell the story of your day. Try to think of it in terms of narrative, a narrative where you're telling different events. I did this, I did that, and so on. Also try to get in ce matin, cet après-midi, ce soir. And when it comes to describing feelings or describing how people looked or describing other things, perhaps for the time being, just leave them out because we're going to find pretty soon that we do need to learn another tense to be dealing with those kind of descriptions in the past. We already encountered that in a certain way with il a fait du soleil, which probably would have sounded a little better if Anna had said il faisait du soleil. But we'll come to that another time. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
A change of seasons means adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow, or all of the above on the same day. This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. With all-condition traction and materials and features to keep you comfy and dry no matter what, you'll be ready for anything. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. Allbirds.com, code FRESHSOCKS.